The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The owner of a direct provision centre in County Wicklow says he is taking threats against the premises seriously. Our chief reporter Barry White joins me now for more. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Now, you've been made aware of these threats.
Yeah, Pat, so I suppose first of all, just a bit of background to this. In recent weeks, a number of families were moved out of the Direct Provision Centre, which is the former Grand Hotel in Wicklow Town, to allow mainly single men to be accommodated there. But since the centre started accommodating mostly men, a number of threats have been made. And Gardaí say they are investigating an incident after two men walked into the hotel just over a week ago and threatened to burn it to the ground. Well, the owner of the centre has also received several threats via social media and email, while he's also received a number of threatening phone calls. And I've been speaking to the man who runs the Direct Provision Centre in Wicklow Town, Adrian Shanahan, and he says these threats are being taken very seriously.
I've had a number of emails, a number of phone calls, threats to people calling my family home. You know, we've had all of that stuff, calls in the middle of the night from private numbers. I mean, we've had two instances of individuals walking into the premises threatening to burn the place down. But look, I suppose this all happened before. You know, this happened in 2018. We had similar scenarios.
Two men walking into a direct provision centre and threatening to burn the place down. Obviously, you have to take that seriously.
Absolutely. And Gardaí are absolutely taking that seriously, and they will deal with that. But look, we had threats in 2018, and, you know, we were on high alert. We are paranoid about security, and we have people to protect here, staff and residents. I don't think the residents should be subjected to that sort of threat or intimidation.
And threats and intimidation like that must be scary for the residents.
Yeah, certainly they're in a different country with different rules. Don't think they need that additional uncertainty. But look, against that, there has been no situation, as far as I'm aware, where a resident has been accosted in the street and been, you know, victimised, abused or otherwise. I'm not aware that that has occurred. And generally, I just don't think that's occurring in the town.
You'll have some locals who will say there was no consultation here. Should locals be told if something's going to change here?
You're not entitled to that, to know who your neighbour is. But look, this is a direct provision centre since 2018. To be honest, like the males were here 3 weeks before anybody knew they were here. You know, so look, with respect to consultation, I often found historically that word consultation was designed to mean veto, you know, that people wanted to know so they could do something about it. I don't necessarily agree that a change in the profile requires public consultation. The same numbers were here beginning of October as they were at the end of October, just the profile changed. So, you know, look, I think people often say they want to be consulted, but really what they want is they want a whole load of concerns addressed, which may or may not have any basis and foundation. Where centres have been, pre-advanced notice has been given to people, those centres haven't gone ahead.
Now, Barry, obviously these threats have to be taken seriously because we've seen incidents where premises which were earmarked for accommodation for asylum seekers and refugees in the past were in fact targeted.
Yeah, Pat, of course they have to be taken seriously because, as you say, we have seen a number of incidents over the last number of years. There was a fire at an equestrian centre in Kill in County Kildare in recent weeks. That equestrian centre had been earmarked to accommodate Ukrainian refugees. While asylum seekers were moved from the North Road accommodation centre in Finglas for a few nights after threats were made back in August. And then there was fires at the Shannon Key West Hotel in Rooskey in 2019 and at a hotel in Mayville in County Donegal in 2018. Both these premises had been earmarked to accommodate asylum seekers. Now, there has never been anything to suggest any of these incidents are connected. However, there is a worrying trend here, and I think that's the reason why these threats in Wicklow Town are being taken so seriously.
You mentioned, Barry, that locals have concerns about the direct provision centre in Wicklow Town, but also, as the manager of that centre mentioned, it's been there since 2018. So why the concerns all of a sudden?
Well, during the past 4 years, the Grand Hotel had been mostly accommodating families who were seeking asylum. However, in the last number of weeks, some families have been moved out of the direct provision centre to be replaced by mostly single men. So now the hotel accommodates 282 residents in total, and 191 of them are single men. Now, locals say that the families who had been living in the hotel had integrated well into the local community, while Pat, almost 2 weeks ago, a video circulated on social media purporting to show a fight involving male residents of the centre. And this has raised a lot of concerns locally. And here's just the thoughts of just a few locals I spoke to in Wicklow Town.
People, I think, are just a little bit more concerned for safety, a kind of more like women and just younger, kind of the younger crowd, just because Wicklow's always been quite a quiet town.
Yeah, there's not many people in here. Like, it's, we all kind of know everyone, and it's just like when you see videos of them all fighting, you're a little bit scared to walk past them. It's just hard to kind of live around,
especially with their views on women as well, like especially being like young women, like their views are very backwards compared to Ireland, especially on women. So it's just more of a concern, like, for the women in Wicklow.
The centre has been there for 4 years accommodating asylum seekers. There's never been any issue before, is
it? I know, but that's when there was majority families and children, so it was. Because
a lot
of the time,
moved out now as well.
Yeah, a lot of the time when it was just families as well, like, they were part of the community, they were doing, like, Wicklow Tidy Towns, like, all the kids were going to school here. Like, this was, like, when I was back in secondary school, like, I remember loads of them joined our school, and they're getting on fine. I think it was more just, it was more of a concern when it was just more men.
Well, the reason they're concerned about the hotel is because there's 270 foreign nationals in it. You've got Muslims, Georgians. There's so many different nationalities in the hotel, and they're all men. So it is a big concern.
Why is it a concern that there's so many different nationalities, and why is it a concern that the majority of them are men?
Well, at first it was supposed to be families from Ukraine. And it was grand in the town, you know, people were happy enough with that. But now that there's 270 male men, a lot of people are sort of scared, girls and all around town.
Why are they scared?
Well, if I was a young girl, I suppose I'd be scared if there was bunches of men around.
Is that not slightly racist, though? If there was a bunch of white men standing around, would girls be afraid then?
No. It's not racist or anything. I just think there's just too many men there, like, in the hotel.
There is a concern because, I mean, there's, I have a daughter myself, you know, and it was nice and quiet when the families were there, but it just seems to have just gone downhill since, you know, they've done singles. It's a big concern.
Why would you be so concerned saying, you know, you have a daughter? What age is your daughter? Why would
Well, she's 21, and I mean, I haven't experienced anything myself. I just listen to what other people are talking about, and, like, they're you know, shouting at women.
Is a lot of this not fueled by kind of social media rumours, though?
Well, I mean, you saw the videos ourselves. You know, there was videos taken of the brawling, you know, on the streets and stuff like that, and, like, a lot of people are talking about it.
So, Barry, it seems a lot of the local concerns are based on what people have seen on social media, on, you know, rumours, I suppose, and accusations of various kinds. I don't know whether you've seen the videos yourself that are circulating.
I saw the one video of the fight outside the hotel. Two men got into a bit of a scrap. They are asylum seekers, but Gardaí have spoken to those men. That's the only video that I've seen that was circulated. But these rumours and accusations, Pat, seems to happen a lot in towns where there are direct provision centres. So some of the accusations are that these men have been harassing local women, that they've been causing trouble in local pubs and spiking drinks. I've seen this in every town where there is a direct provision centre. And nearly every time in a contact Gardaí, they'll tell me that they've received no reports or complaints of any of this, which suggests, as usual, these rumours are simply false. And Pat, I've seen this, as I say, in so many different parts of Ireland in recent years. An anonymous account will make up an accusation online, and then it spreads like wildfire. And those spreading these rumours on social media have an agenda. They want people in these towns to be afraid, and they want to turn local people against asylum seekers. And for anyone who reads any of this stuff, all I would say is don't believe everything you read online. And look, if an incident of some sort does happen, then report it to the Gardaí. Now, as I say, there was one incident in Wicklow Town 2 weeks ago, as I've already mentioned. So a video circulated on social media purporting to show a fight involving male residents of the centre. But Gardaí were called here, and they have spoken to the two men who were involved in this disturbance. And I've been speaking to some of the asylum seekers who have just arrived in Wicklow Town from Afghanistan and Somalia. Now, they say for the most part they've been made feel welcome in Wicklow Town, and they also told me they want to ease locals' concerns. They say they've come to Ireland for safety and don't want to cause any trouble.
Mostly we were welcomed in here in the town. Locals are friendly for us, but sometimes there is some looks at us as we are not from here. It's like, yeah, a little bit uncomfortable.
A lot of locals are saying they have concerns because there are so many single men here in the hotel.
You see, in Wicklow there have not been this much of immigrants, I think, since forever. So there might be some concerns from locals, but we are people flee from hardships, war, most of us. So I think there shouldn't be any concerns because people are here for a new life, a good life.
Have you seen some of the accusations on social media that are being made, I suppose, about the asylum seekers here?
Yeah, I have heard actually about some accusations, but mostly I think they are not true.
I can understand their concerns in many things because of the cultural differences or many other things. So, yeah, I understand, like, they have their concerns, but from us, they should be, like, in ease, you know. We're not this, like, harmful people in any sort that we're gonna inflict some damage or harm to them. No, that's not gonna happen ever.
Wicklow town is very good town, very good people, every person, and an Irish, when you see good greeting, so they are welcome us.
There seems to be a lot of concerns by the local people in Wicklow town because there are so many men in this direct provision centre. Should they be concerned?
No.
It's interesting, and I was reflecting on the conversation you had there about would the woman's daughter feel safe with a bunch of white fellas hanging around a corner? And the answer is absolutely no. You wouldn't feel safe necessarily with a gang of lads hanging around a street corner, Irish lads. Not necessarily would you feel safe, particularly if drugs and alcohol are involved. And as we'll be hearing later on in the programme, if you're a Garda and you come across young fellas in certain places, you might end up getting beaten up, even though you are a member of a force which is designed to keep the peace. Anyway, that's later on. Barry, any word from the Department of Integration on the decision to maybe put a disproportionate number of single males into one location?
Well, Pat, they say that the families are moved out and replaced by single men and couples because of a shortage of accommodation for these groups. Now, I remember being to Wicklow Town 4 years ago when the Grand Hotel first became a direct provision centre, and there was a local meeting which hundreds of locals attended, and the general consensus was Wicklow Town said no back then to direct provision. However, after a few months, all the tension locally eased, the asylum seekers integrated well into the community and were made feel welcome. However, Pat, as I say, this was mostly families back then, and the concerns being raised now are because it's mostly single men. Now, as we've been hearing, tensions are high in the town once again, and I've been speaking to Reverend Jack Kincaid. He's from the Wicklow Welcomes Group, and he says he is hopeful the new asylum seekers who have now been moved into the town will also be made feel welcome eventually.
I think there's definitely potential for a lot of the good work to be undone. There's been a lot of change in the centre fairly rapidly, and I suppose people in the town maybe have started to get wary of those changes, you know, whether justified or otherwise. Any change can be unsettling for people, so I suppose that's a concern that we have. And I suppose there's been a lot of newcomers into the centre now who are very recently in the country, so they're finding their way, they aren't entitled to work yet, and so it's natural that they are around. And our group really wants to help anybody who finds themselves in this country to feel that they have a place within a common humanity, and that to know that there is support there for them. Anybody who wants to contribute or participate in society, that we will help them do that.
There have been threats made against the premises where the asylum seekers are living. Gardaí are investigating this. What would you say to the people who are making threats like that?
I think that any antisocial behaviour or threats are inappropriate. I'd really encourage people not to become inflamed by what they read on social media, or allow themselves to be swept up in a very negative kind of rhetoric or negative conversation, because it's just very unhelpful. I'd say if people see anything that they are concerned about, they should report it to the authorities, and it will be dealt with because the Gardaí are monitoring all aspects of town life.
And that's the Reverend Jack Kincaid from Wicklow Welcomes, ending that report from our chief reporter, Barry White.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.